What's up, beautiful people? It's your lovely night prowling host, Gabe, back with another awesome episode of Lay Down Laurier, where chill vibes meet entertainment. We still haven't changed it. We still have the same old catchy motto. But tonight I got two special episodes for all y'all. Before we commence, though, welcome, howdy, to all you new listeners, and a very special warm hello to my returning loyal listeners. Y'all have been keeping up with the show, haven't you? First up, we need to talk about the weather, guys. It did a complete 180 overnight. I swear to God, it was so bad. So bad. We went from hot, humid, to dry and cold in like 2 seconds. I swear to God, I didn't even have time to like cover up, you know? I didn't have time to get ready. I didn't have any time, you know? I wasn't prepared whatsoever, guys. I had a 3-degree like frostbite all over my feet, guys. All over my feet. So bad. So bad. But yeah, we got a special guest here with me, guys. It's not as lonely in here anymore.
Hey, Golden Hawks, what's up? Hope you're having a fantastic night out there. There's at least some clear skies out there, so not all is lost. But as Gabe was mentioning, it was freezing cold on the walk over to the stadium here. That would be thanks to the cold front we got on Tuesday. We got some rain on Tuesday as well. But we have been getting some sun here and there, so that's all good. I just wanted to come in and say hi. You know, so far, I'm very excited to hear the songs for today's show on Gabe's After Class show. We have had some banger songs for the last two episodes.
Thank you.
Anytime, man. You got really good music taste. So I'm assuming and hoping that we're going to have some bangers in today's show. If you didn't know, by the way, I host the morning show with Liam, or as I like to call it, Weather Aware, every Thursday morning from 10 to 12. So that added on to Gabe's After Class show makes Thursday a pretty damn good day to listen to Radio Laurier.
I agree.
Who wouldn't agree, man? Us two combined? Come on.
Power friendship right here.
Power.
Okay?
Us Thursday shows got to stay together.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I've been saying, you guys.
Exactly. It's important. Yeah. It's important.
Maybe you can provide us with some information here. I'm kind of springing this out of the blue. Just came up with the idea myself, or questioned myself.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about we're going to be dropping to like the negatives somewhere in Ontario? Is that true? Or
I haven't heard much about negatives in Ontario, but I would back that claim up. I'd have to do some research about that. But
do you feel like, just based off of what happened today, I guess, would you say that it's been kind of, it's definitely a possibility that somewhere out there, there's snow already, potentially?
I think that's a very big possibility, especially in provinces like Alberta. I know their seasons are kind of weird. Like when we have our summers and all, they sometimes get snow. It's kind of flipped almost, where in Alberta, our summers might be their winters and their winters might be our summers. It's this whole thing. It's weird. But I will say, with how abnormal the weather's been recently, we got a really weird heat wave going on over the weekend, the Monday. You know, felt like 30 with the humidity. And then with a cold front, we go to the complete opposite with wind chills values of -2 in the morning. I would definitely say somewhere out there, especially more northern Ontario, there's definitely somewhere out there with -negative temperatures and even some snow.
That is insane, you guys. I don't know. Snow kind of doesn't sound too pleasant.
Does not. Does not.
I feel like earlier on, last episode, I'm sure you were tuning in.
Absolutely.
I hope.
Absolutely, man.
To all you loyal listeners out there, you guys would know this. But last episode, I was complaining about the fact that it did not feel like autumn whatsoever. And but then this morning, I stood outside and I was just like, Jesus, what was I even saying? Maybe I should go back in time and punch myself in the face.
Because, absolutely.
Yeah.
There was nothing to complain about with last week's temperatures at night compared to this night. It was freezing.
I definitely would prefer last week's episode, last week's weather, my bad. But yeah. Anyways, moving on. We got that was Liam, you guys. He's going to be with us the entire show.
Absolutely.
Give us a little round of applause, you guys. Yeah, Liam, the one and only. He's gonna be dropping in, giving us little tidbits of information
here and there tonight. I'll be here every now and then.
Yeah.
I don't want to steal the show from Gabe, but I'll be here every now and then.
I mean, I wouldn't even call it stealing. It'd be sharing right now, you know?
Exactly.
That's how it feels. But, yeah, so tonight's show specifically, we're gonna do like a co-hosting type of situation tonight.
Just, I'd be down for that. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Man.
Yeah,
I'd love that.
You could give your opinions on the music tonight. Yeah. But anyways, Halloween, you guys, coming up. I'm sure you have an outfit plan or costume plan.
Absolutely.
What are you thinking?
I am going. You ever watch the movie Venom?
Venom.
Tom Hardy. Yeah. I have an outfit. I'm gonna tweak it this year, but. Yeah. Had an outfit last year where I made this like puppet Venom arm kind of thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to try to repurpose that this year again.
Sick. That'd
be
sick.
Cool. What about you?
Sweet.
You got any cool costumes planned this year?
Not just yet. Not just yet. Still thinking about it. Still,
hey, that's
you know,
all good.
Ruminating. But I mean, who knows? Maybe I might be a ghost, you know? That's if I don't die before that, okay?
Well, then you can be a real ghost.
That's true. Then I would be a real ghost. I'd haunt all of you guys.
Extra scary.
All you guys at home, you guys would not be safe. I'd make sure to like haunt you guys. But yeah. What about you guys? I want to know because guess what, you guys? The show is getting, or it has an Instagram, you guys.
Woo!
Yeah, finally. Like, I know it happened like. It happened 2 weeks ago, and we already have an Instagram account, you guys. By the end of the show, I'll be telling you guys, so you have to stick around if you guys want to, like, interact with us in the future. It's kind of a work in progress right now, but it's okay. It's not too terrible, even. At least I wouldn't say so. But, yeah, that's the second surprise, you guys. I mean, second surprise and a half, just because we haven't necessarily given you guys the Instagram name just yet, but yeah.
Good tease. It's a good tease of what's to come.
Yeah. Tonight, there will be a posting on there. There's nothing on there just yet. So, you guys, there's more of an incentive for you guys to stick around, okay? But yeah, now that we have kind of the introduction down, the ceremony can commence, okay, you guys? First up on the list, we got a little something called Cult Boyfriend by Jeffrey Lewis. It's our cult rock and roll worship. That was Cult Boyfriend by Jeffrey Lewis, you guys. Came out in 2011. I know, kind of an old song. We might be unk now, I'm not going to lie. But yeah, what are your thoughts on it? How'd you feel about it?
I mean, as for that comment, there's nothing wrong with old music, man. Come on, bro. My entire music taste is from the 60s, 80s, 90s, 70s, that whole thing. Classic rock.
The vibe, man.
I think that song had a lot of good rhythm going on in it. I liked the acoustic guitar in the background. Had nice tempo going on. It's just a vibe, man.
It was definitely an autumn song. Originally, when I first sounded, I used to blast it during the summertime. But since then, I feel like it's kind of evolved in my personal library, I'd say. I feel like the lyrics are very good. It's very ironic and very, like, just not serious whatsoever. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be some form of like anti-folk music. I'm not sure, but you know,
wouldn't shock me.
You know, it's pretty good though. It's pretty good.
It was good. Yeah, it was very
good.
Who doesn't
love a cult boyfriend? You know, but yeah, no, it came out in 2011, so that means that it came out like a while ago now.
Shit, that was 2011.
Yeah, I think I was like,
holy crap, dude. That sounded a lot older than 2011. That's good.
I was like four, I think. Into
2011. Yeah, that's a long time
ago. I know, man. Jesus.
Good Lord.
We're old people.
We're old, yeah. It's unfortunate.
I know. But yeah, next song, even older, okay? But I'm definitely certain you're going to love this one, okay?
Let's see.
If you know anything about music, you definitely should know this one. That was the Violent Femmes. It appears that one of the microphones may or may not have been on during the actual recording.
During
the song, but it's okay. Hopefully you guys didn't hear us too much. Maybe It's okay. Maybe you guys didn't notice, but it's okay because I guess you guys have a preliminary version of how we feel about the song. Just to rehash, I guess, in case. I feel like the overall vibe of it is very much like, I don't know, it's still fall. You know what I mean?
It's definitely still fall, and it definitely still has those fall vibes, but I'd say it also keeps, as viewers might have heard, it probably, I think it also keeps those same vibes from Cult Boyfriend. A lot of the same, like, you have the acoustic guitars, you have the more silly vocals, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. But I think I appreciate how it's not as in your face. It's still a very fast paced song, but it's not like it's not as in your face, you know, not all the classic rock instrumentals, you know.
It's not like
yeah, it's more laid back, and you have that nice quieter section with the snapping, and it's just a nice song. It's a classic.
I think that just overall, like, It's been a repeat song in my library. I'm not gonna lie. Every now and again, I'll be in the shower, you know, just jamming out, and then this song will come up, and you know, that's how you know it's gonna be a good day. You know,
that's a vibe. Good way to start the day.
I know. It's definitely like an early autumn vibe. Not late autumn to November though. It's not for that, but it's definitely like first 2 weeks of
absolutely October. As we're moving into more late autumn, you have to get more into those more, I guess, wintry kind of songs.
Yeah,
you call them that.
I'm not gonna play I'm gonna start playing Christmas music in November. How do you feel about that?
I mean, honestly, look, I worked at a fish store when I was in grade 11.
Oh,
and
yeah.
In the specific section that I worked at, the only thing that ever played was 97.3, a classic rock radio station. It was weird, though, because when you walk out of the fish room, which was where I worked, you had Christmas music playing. So, you know, I don't know. Me, personally, I think it depends when you play it in November, honestly. Like, I think it gets to a point where you're like, okay, where's the Christmas music, you know? I want the Christmas music, but you know, I think it depends. If you're starting right off the bat November 1st, I think that's a little too early. But, I mean, moving into, like, middle of November, that's when I personally start.
You don't want Mariah Carey?
I think we can let her stay in the ice for a little bit longer. She doesn't need to defrost just yet.
I definitely agree with you, man. Next up, we have a really, really great classic. I've played this song on air before, except by a completely different person. I'm sure you're going to recognize it, you know, you being a lover of classic rock, you know.
Absolutely. Let's see.
But yeah, this is All Along the Watchtower by Bob Dylan. That was All Along the Watchtower by Bob Dylan. Yeah. Really great song, honestly. And I think that Jimi Hendrix cover of the song is one of those few songs where, like it did it better than the original, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I don't know if you know about this. I don't know if they even still offer it. But when I was in my first year last year, I took a online history of rock course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we learned a lot about Bob Dylan. And I'm not downplaying his contributions, obviously. He was huge. Very influential figure in history of rock. It's just not the sound I'm looking for in music, you know? It's very, very folky, all the harmonicas, and it's the whole, he has a big story going on. It's there's definitely more folk music that I do like. I'd say one of the better ones that I like, I've been listening to, I was reintroduced to it from the movie Easy Rider. It's called The Weight by The Band. The Weight. I love that song.
Never listened to it.
Should listen to it sometime. It's awesome.
We might have to play it sometime
on
here.
It's awesome, man. One of the shows. You definitely got to check that one out. It's good. But
yeah.
I don't know. I prefer the sound of Jimi Hendrix over Bob Dylan, Bobby Boy over here. You know, nothing. Yeah. Again, not downplaying his contributions. Huge to the genre, huge to music in general.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like him that much.
See, that's really interesting because I love Bob Dylan.
Interesting.
I'm a big Bob Dylan fan, honestly. I mean, I had a phase where it was just only Bob Dylan, Bob Dylan, Bob Dylan. I feel like I definitely agree with you. There's a lot of harmonicas, and also people like to make the criticism that he can't sing, and I definitely agree.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what song. There are some songs where it's better than others, but I think, yeah, in general.
Yeah. But honestly, like, I feel like, I don't know, just like in terms of vibes, like I said earlier, like in terms of vibes, I definitely feel like Jimi Hendrix took the cake on that one.
Absolutely.
He just did spectacular. But yeah, that was All Along the Watchtower by Bob Dylan. It came out in 1968, so a couple years before Jimi Hendrix cover. It's not the only cover that Jimi Hendrix has done, like, of Bob Dylan. He seems to be a big Bob Dylan fan. During a live performance, he actually covered, I do believe it was a Rolling Stone.
Okay, okay. Yeah. That one's not bad. I enjoy that one a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah. We're gonna move on to the next song, okay, you guys? This next one is another, I guess, like, calm acoustic vibe.
Okay.
It's a really good one. I'm sure you've also heard it. I'm pretty sure you have. It's A Horse Is No Name by America and George Martin. That was A Horse With No Name. Honestly, one of the most beautiful songs I've ever listened to in my life, I would say.
Absolutely, man. That was a certified banger.
Banger, banger, banger.
Banger,
bro. Back
dude.
To back
Come
bangers,
on.
Bro.
Come on, man.
That song came out in, I'm pretty sure it was like, it was like 1970-something, I want to say.
Definitely has those more folky vibes going on with it. Like, not like Bob Dylan, but definitely has that storytelling aspect to it that folk music would have. So I wouldn't expect it to come out anytime after like early, maybe late mid-70s.
It actually came out in 1971, so I just checked. But don't worry, you guys. I am not a guesser, but no, yeah, I just checked. It came out in 1971, so I definitely see what you mean about the whole folky vibe to it. Like, it definitely does have that folky vibe, and you can see the influences of, like, cowboy culture and, like, Americana, I guess, and, like, that whole, like, glamorization of westerns and, like, cowboys and, you know? But, yeah, no, it's honestly one of my favorite songs. I found out about it, like, ages ago, and, like, since then, I just couldn't, like, I haven't been able to get it off my mind. You know what I mean? It's like, I think I mentioned this to you during the break, but it's like one of those songs where I walk around and I just think to myself, like, hell yeah, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those songs. It carries, like I mentioned over the break, has a lot of aura.
Yeah.
To it when you're walking around.
It makes any journey really spectacular too, I'd say.
It turns any journey into an adventure.
Yeah.
A Horse With No Name. It just has such a specific vibe to it going on where you can't, it's hard not to like the song.
Most definitely.
It's a good song.
But yeah, next up we have While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the Beatles. This is a personal favorite of mine, you guys. This is, I could probably, no, I can't. That's a lie. I was going to say I could probably recite it word for word, but I know damn well I can't do that. But yeah, no, personal favorite of mine. We're going to get into it a little bit more after the song is done playing. But yeah, this is While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the Beatles. That was While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the Beatles. A personal favorite of mine, I guess. It's been a personal favorite of mine for like a while now. I know I say that a lot about the music that I play, but it's just because you guys are still getting to know me, you guys, and I'm like playing all like the hits, like the bangers, you know what I mean, as my lovely co-host over here loves to say.
Absolutely, man. There's such bangers going on, man. I mean, especially My Guitar Gently Weeps. That is just such an iconic song in classic rock. I have, like I mentioned to you over the break, I have both the, let me find it here. I have both the Paul McCartney version with Eric Clapton, as well as the one with Prince and Tom Petty and that kind of stuff. My favorite cover of the song is a Tom Petty one, but any version of the song is just a banger.
I feel like I do definitely agree with you. Like, they're really good covers. It's not, I wouldn't say they're as good as like Jimi Hendrix version of All Along the Watchtower, but I definitely feel like they're pretty good. Like, I haven't heard the Eric Clapton and Paul McCartney one just yet. I definitely will check it out just because, you know, Eric Clapton and Paul McCartney, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't go wrong with those two.
Yeah, but Tom Petty's and Prince's version, so spectacular, especially with the guitar. I'm definitely going to like have to play their cover some point in time.
Absolutely, yeah. Man. I mean, I think Prince alone, he's just such a talented guitarist going on to cover such a, as you so eloquently put it, a piece of art of music. Yeah. It's just such a good piece to cover, man, with that talent, Tom Petty and Prince coming together, along with all the other people coming out together to cover that. It's just, it's like the Avengers of music almost.
It's one of those songs where I feel like, it's definitely like a work of art, you know what I mean? Like you previously said, or I said during the break, it's like a painting, I'd say. It's like, it's not like the Velvet Underground's Heroine, but it's art in its own way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely, I can't describe it. It just has a very magical feeling to it.
It's definitely of its time, too. It's not like, I wouldn't say it's ahead of its time or like Forge time, but it's perfect for when it came out.
Absolutely.
You know, it came out in 1968, so just or the same year as All Along the Watchtower, actually, by Bob Dylan.
Perfect.
Yeah, so yeah, that was all. While My Guitar Gently Weeps, we're gonna transition more into like the whole rock vibe. We're gonna I want to say lean into the whole Halloween vibe too, with the whole I wouldn't say the next song is goth at all, but it's definitely alternative in some sorts, you know. The next song is The Passenger by Iggy Pop. That was The Passenger by Iggy Pop. It came out in 1977 and then was later covered by the Fabulous Susie and the Banshees.
Sick.
We have a lot of covers on this tonight, you know? I personally feel like Susie's version of the song was, I don't know, it holds, it takes the cake.
Okay. I mean, I haven't heard that song before from either Iggy Pop or the Banshees. So, I mean, I can't comment on that. But in general, you know, covers usually serve to do a better job than the original. So, I'm sure there's some merit there.
I mean, based off of what we've been discussing this entire show tonight, I definitely agree with you. Like, the covers do tend to do it one step better. I definitely think that there are like versions of songs that are terrible compared to the original, but
a lot of
you
them.
Know, obviously this one isn't one of them. I'll play the song like sometime soon again on the show, just because Susie and the Banshees, they hold such a special spot in my heart. Again, one of my favorite bands of all time. And Iggy Pop's original is definitely still really, really good. It holds its own, you know? It's for two different vibes, I'd say. This one's very much like when you're on your way home driving after like a little hangout, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like Susie and the Banshees version is very much like after a celebration, you know what I mean? I know you said you haven't heard it just yet, but if you tune in,
I'll definitely be tuning in so I can hear the other version of the song. I love Iggy Pop. Yeah. I'll say that. I love Iggy Pop.
Have you listened to I Want to Be Your Dog by The Stooges?
No, I have not.
No? It's a really, really great song. But yeah. Next up, to continue on the whole, I guess, rock vibe that we got from The Passenger, we have a little something called Vicious by the one and only Lou Reed. That was Vicious by the one and only Lou Reed, a personal favorite of mine, as you guys could probably tell, you know. The Velvet Underground, so important. I really love Lou Reed, man. I think, like, he's what an artist is supposed to be, or at least a musician's supposed to be. Or, like, I guess, like, he's the epitome of, like I said this on my first episode, he's the epitome of artsy fartsy guy who is so pretentious, but it's so good. It's so well done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think all the artsy fartsy stuff definitely pays off, as Vicious proved, if anything.
Yeah. But this song came out in 1962, I do believe. Yeah, or 1972. My bad, you guys. My bad. It came out in 1972, and I don't know. It's just, it's not as good as what was it? It was Take a Walk on the Wild Side by him on the same album, actually. But it's not as good as that one, but still definitely holds its own. It's probably like my second favorite Lou Reed song. You can kind of see the whole artsy fartsy thing through the music as well. And you can see that there's no real influence behind, like, you don't have Andy Warhol, like, at his neck talking about, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, you gotta do this, you know what I mean? And I mean, like, I do love Andy Warhol and I do love the Velvet Underground for what it is, you know what I mean? But I don't know, just Lou Reed's solo stuff just hits a lot harder, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. I mean, you know, I'm not that big of a Lou Reed fan. Not that he's bad or anything. I think he's great. That's just not the type of music that I listen to. But I can definitely tell from Vicious and all the others and the other song you played in your first show and all that kind of stuff that, like you said, Andy Warhol is not breathing out his neck. It's definitely, you can definitely tell he has some form of creative freedom going on there.
Yeah. So yeah, that was Lou Reed's Vicious. Next up, we're gonna take it a little in a different like direction. I'd say it's a lot more like ska than it is rock. This is Esta Noche by Panteón Rococo. That was Esta Noche by Panteón Rococo. It's definitely it's a different direction, I'd say, you know, for the show, or like for how the show's been going so far. It's a really like my dad plays it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's really important to me. I think it's also a perfect example to show off that like Latin music isn't just like reggaeton.
But yeah, I agree with you. It definitely proves that there's a lot more variety to that kind of music. I appreciate it. It's very upbeat. I like the acoustics going on, the instrumental. I really enjoyed that song. And then, like you mentioned, it's definitely shows that there's a lot to appreciate about that kind of music. And you definitely got to look more into that genre.
There's a lot of depth in Latin music. It's still, guys, just a heads up, it's still Latin Heritage Month. Woohoo! It doesn't end until the 15th, so I still have a while, I guess. I don't think I'm going to have a show before then to like say goodbye, but goodbye to Latin Heritage Month, but not to the show, guys. Don't worry. Your fabulous host is planning on sticking around for a while.
Thankfully.
It is 10:59, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Already?
So I know. Time goes by so quick.
That was so quick.
We're going to play one more song for you guys. A little some, you know, none too crazy. Just a heads up, by the way, I almost forgot to mention last song, Esta Noche, came out in 2002, which is really important because, I don't know, like, I feel like it definitely sounds like it's from an older era, I'd say.
Absolutely. Yeah. I thought it came out at least in the 80s or in the 90s.
That's what I was thinking too, right? But, yeah, next up is a really, really beautiful song. It's really, I don't know, it's a repeat. I mentioned it earlier, but, yeah. This is Golden Brown by The Stranglers. That was Golden Brown by The Stranglers. It's such a beautiful song, I'd say, you know? And it just, I don't know. I really love the whole medieval vibe that it has, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of important experimentation going on in that song. You have a lot of different instruments going on. Has a very, very cool vibe to it. I've never heard that kind of vibe in a song before. I'll say that.
It's and like medieval gothic.
It's definitely medieval gothic. I like it a lot. I love the use of, I don't know what the instruments are, but whatever they are.
I think it's an organ.
That probably is an organ. That probably is an organ. You're probably right.
Yeah, no, such a spectacular song. Usually, guys, it is 11:04. That's the end of the show, I guess. It's supposed to be the ending of the show, but we're gonna go on a little bit longer. We're not gonna go on too long. Just like long enough to say goodbye and stuff.
Yeah, little long.
But back to the whole song. So such a spectacular song. It came out in 1981, And I think I mentioned this prior. I think I mentioned the song at least prior. It speaks to me. I think it's pure music, in my opinion. I think it's the whole, like, the, it encapsulates what music is supposed to be. You know what I mean?
It absolutely does. It definitely shows how much of an art form music is, how much of an art form music can be. It's especially came out in 1981, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is very impressive, though. I guess for the time, considering how much more
open, I'd
open.
Say.
Open, yeah. I mean, it's for the 80s, though. That's impressive.
I know.
Still. I mean,
it's,
80s.
It's way ahead of its time.
It was,
you know?
Very filled with, you know, more pop-centric music.
Most
all like
definitely,
some,
yeah.
Some lots of electronic music going on. So for that piece to come from the 80s of all things, that's very good.
What's really disappointing, though, is that the rest of the album sound nothing like it.
What?
Yeah. That's the only song.
Lame. Come on.
There's a cover, actually. Another cover. Could you believe it? There's another cover.
Got lots of themes going on this
episode. I know.
Episode.
There's another cover done by the Cage the Elephant.
Oh,
really
I
good band,
Cage
by the way.
Love Cage the
They
Elephant.
Cover this song live, and it's a really spectacular cover. Again, changes the meaning, changes the whole vibe of it completely. But I do prefer this one. I think this is one of those moments where the original takes
absolutely.
The cake.
Absolutely. I cannot see a cover topping this one.
Yeah.
I mean, Cage the Elephants, they're pretty good. I mean, I heard them live. They opened Oasis concert happening in late August that happened in Toronto.
Dude, Oasis is fire.
Oh, my God.
I'm a huge Oasis fire.
Don't get me started on Oasis, dude. I love Oasis. I love Oasis.
We're gonna definitely going to have to have like an Oasis-themed kind of day.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll make sure to bring you back just so we can talk about it. But I'm not too deep into Oasis. I'm more of a Blur guy, actually.
Interesting.
I know.
I see Blur's not bad. I respect Blur. You know, personally, I like Oasis a little bit better. But,
yeah.
You know, I guess even modern day, it brings back that classic 1995 rivalry between Blur and Oasis.
Yes. Yeah. But we might actually have to do something like that. I don't know.
That'd be
really
fun.
Good idea.
That's a good idea.
It is 11:06 currently on the dot. We're gonna start winding down. We're gonna end the show in like two more minutes, guys. But before we do that, we have to give you the rest of the surprise. The Instagram channel.
It's very important.
For all you guys still listening, I hope you guys are still listening. The Instagram account is called laydownlaurier25, all lowercase. My bad, guys. I'm going crazy. It's too late for me, you guys. I shouldn't be up this late. That's the Instagram account. Again, it's laydownlaurier25.
There it is.
We're going to be posting something on there tonight. Just a little some, you know, nothing too crazy.
A little introduction post.
Yeah.
Going on.
We're also going to, we need a profile picture. So if any of you guys want to work on that, just text it. Just let me know. And from there, you guys are going to be able to actually interact with the show. You guys are going to be able to send in messages, things that you want to get read out loud. I can't promise you everything is going to get read out loud, but here and there, we're going to be picking things up. But yeah, it was a fun little crossover episode, I'd say.
It was very fun. It was very fun. This is my first time doing a co-host kind of situation,
yeah.
And I loved it. I loved
really,
it, man.
Really great. We're going to have to have you back on the show.
I would love to be back at some time.
Yeah. This was Lay Down Laurier. With Gabe and Liam.
And Liam as a crossover episode, as Gabe put it. I won't be here every episode, but I do hope to come back every now and then. This was a very fun experience. And make sure to catch Thursday mornings, where you can catch me for 2 hours at The Morning Show with Liam, or as I like to call it, Weather Aware,
boom,
presented
boom, boom.
By The Morning Show. Laurier is one and only weather radio talk show.
Good night, Laurier.